Dad was a ranger in the park for 4 years, and one of his jobs was to take George Putnam, was ahead of the party that was doing all the scientific information in the geyser basin. And so they got to be pretty good friends. And then later on, George Putnam married Amelia Earhart, and that's where we got acquainted with her. And she was really, really a nice lady, Mom always said. And she really liked the country. And when they lived there at the Double D, she had their cabin was kind of on the riverbank. And Jozier Creek was not really a very big creek, but she said she liked the restful sound of the river there. And anyway, Dad started building her a cabin there. And he got it just about four logs high in 1937, then when she's lost. So that was the end of the cabin. Didn't do any more there, but whatever happened to her is still a mystery.
I think Jim's folks felt very sad when hearing that she'd gone down at sea. Jim's mom said she was a lovely lady. She really, really, really liked Amelia Earhart. She said she was just a very, very kind lady. She really was good to the kids, and later sent them a lot of presents. And Vera was, I don't think she warmed to George as much. She said he could be rather officious sometimes. But she said Amelia was always a very gracious lady, and she really did like her. And I think they always sort of regretted that she had to die so young.